Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's a worldwide radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. And I have the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, the sun is out and the sky is blue and it's hot. Yes, it's very hot in Las Vegas. It started off at 89 degrees early this morning, and the sun has heated the city up, and now it's 105 degrees. So that's the weather in Las Vegas right now, in the desert, in the city of Las Vegas, Nevada. So, the weather is hot. So if you come to Vegas, make sure you wear your swimming clothes, your shorts, your t-shirt, and you dress for the hot weather. Because if you walk up and down the strip, you're going to be walking on hot concrete. So make sure you wear your summer clothes and you can stay inside at the casinos and do all your gambling and your drinking. And then you can eat at the buffet because they have the best buffets in Las Vegas. They have the best chefs in the world cooking in Las Vegas. So now that we're here in Las Vegas, I want you to enjoy yourself. You're at the entertainment capital of the world. So that's G-Money's weather report on Monday, August 9th, 2021. All right. Now, I have a small joke that I want to tell you. So sit back and listen. Put your feet up, put your head back, and listen as I tell you one of G-Money's favorite joke. All right. I was at a boot camp for the military, and we were going through maneuvers, and we were going through all the different obstacles in the maneuvers at the boot camp. And then we took a break at lunchtime, and we went to the dining hall and lined up for lunch. And then we went into the dining hall and sat down at the table, and we got a bowl of soup for lunch. So the 200 officers, soldiers, went in, and they ate the lunch. And after they finished the lunch, they got up and took the bowl to the kitchen and gave it to the KP, the kitchen police, to wash their bowls and put them up in the kitchen cabinet. And when they finished that, the KP, the kitchen police, grabbed the 50-gallon soup pot, and they grabbed it, and they walked to the back door, and they opened the back door, and the colonel walked in. And the colonel asked him, he said, "Soldier, give me a spoon." And one of the soldiers ran and got him a spoon and then brought him the spoon and gave it to him. And he stuck it in the pot with the liquid in it, and he put it in his mouth. And he spit it out. He said, "Oh, poo, that's the worst taste of soup I've ever had. Well, what do you call that, soldiers?" And they said, "That's called dishwater, sir." That's a joke by G. Money, the pimp comes. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, let's do the sports report. DJ Papa D, let's talk Major League Baseball.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and crackers. We will have fun if we never come back.
And it's a shame. So it's one, two, three strikes. You're out at the old ball game. Nellie Kelly loved baseball games. Knew the players, knew all their names. You could see her there every day. Shout hooray! When they play, her boyfriend by the name of Joe said to Coney Isle, "Dear, let's go." Then Nellie started to fret and pout, and to him I heard her shout,
"Take me out to the ball game.
Oh, we'll have a lot of fun.
Oh, take me out to the crowd.
We'll yell loud.
Tell them buy me some peanuts and cracker jacks.
I don't care if we never get back.
Let me root.
At the old ball game.
All right. Well, let's talk Major League Baseball. Let's talk about the American League. Let's go with the standings of the top three teams in the American League West. So, DJ Papa D, what are the top three teams and what's their standing in the American League West?
In the American League West, the Houston Astros are on top with 66 wins, followed by the Oakland A's, who have 64 wins, and in third place, the Seattle Mariners with 59 wins.
Okay, that's the American League West. What about the American League Central?
In the American League Central, the Chicago White Sox are on top with 66 wins. The Cleveland Guardians and the Detroit Tigers are tied for second, both with 54 wins. And the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins are both tied for third, both with 48 wins.
Okay. And what about the American League East?
In the American League East, the Tampa Bay Rays are on top with 68 wins, followed by the Boston Red Sox, who have 65 wins, and in third place, the New York Yankees with 61 wins.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the National League. What's the National League West to look like right now in the Major League Baseball?
In the National League West, the San Francisco Giants are on top with 71 wins, followed by the LA Dodgers, who have 67 wins, and in third place, the San Diego Padres have 64 wins.
Okay. And that's the National League West. What about the National League Central?
And the National League Central, the Milwaukee Brewers are on top with 66 wins, followed by the Cincinnati Reds, who have 61 wins, and in third place, the St. Louis Cardinals with 55 wins.
Okay. And the National League East, what's going on in the Eastern Division?
In the National League East, the Philadelphia Phillies are on top with 59 wins, followed by the Atlanta Braves, who have 57 wins, and in third place, the New York Mets have 56 wins.
All right. Well, that sounds like that's the complete report for the Major League. So that's G-Money Sports Report on Monday, August 9th, 2021. All right, DJ Papa D. Well, while I have you on the line, let me wish you happy birthday today, because today is your 61st birthday, and I want to let everybody around the world know that we're celebrating your birthday today. So happy birthday, little brother. It's a pleasure that you joined us on the radio show today, and you're doing the best that we can have you do on your birthday. Working on your birthday is fun, and I know it is. All right, good job, DJ Papa D, on your 61st birthday. All right, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back with some music and more of the show in a minute.
I went to UC Davis, and I sang with the choir. And even though it's a gospel choir and we should have been singing for the love of God, we were trying to be a show-off choir. And we were singing in the auditorium, and we were singing. Oh, man, it was like 30 of us in the choir. And we were singing. And we were singing our song, and we were putting our hearts into it, and we were really trying to show off. And all of a sudden, the drapes in the auditorium, they were long drapes that went from the ceiling to the floor. The drapes started falling, and we were like, wow, God's really in the house.
At the beginning, it was just a handful of people. But
around the corner, and I find a parking spot, and I park my 65 on the street between these other two cars, and I get out, I lock my car, I turn my lights off, and I start walking around the corner. Well, when I come around the corner, all of a sudden I see all these Mexicans walking behind me, and they all got guns. And I'm wondering, what the hell have they got all them guns for? I mean, they got shotguns. They got 12 gauges. They got 5.9 millimeters. They got 38s and 22s. And I'm wondering, what the hell did they get all these guns for? And I'm walking in front of them, and they're walking down the street with all these guns in their hands. And all of a sudden, they start blasting. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us.
and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's a worldwide radio show where we're broadcasting on 7 continents so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2021. So welcome, everybody. Everybody, welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, if you want to earn extra money and increase your income, then you need to go to www.therealmoney.info and listen to the income video presentation. And that'll tell you everything you need to know to start making extra money. And then you tell 3 or 4 of your friends to do the same thing, and you will start increasing your wealth by having multiple strands of income. I'm G Money, and I'm telling you, you can make some extra money real quick, fast, and in a hurry. It can be possible. All right, DJ Papa D, I think it's time for me to tell a story for our listening audience. I recorded a story today for my listening audience, so I'm ready to play the story that I recorded for our listening audience today. So everybody sit back and relax. Pull up your chairs, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax and listen to a great story about my personal life and the personal activities that I was involved in my life. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
And so after we finished singing, you know, everybody loaded up on the bus for us to drive home. Well, I had driven my car to the event. I followed the bus, and I was driving my Mustang, and I got on I-80, and we were coming back to UC Davis, and I had driven ahead of the bus, so I had left the bus behind, and I was driving. And when I got to the off-ramp, usually you get off the off-ramp and you make a right turn and then you make a left turn. But that's if I'm coming east off of the freeway. You make a right turn and then you make a left turn. Well, this time I was going east. So I was going the opposite direction that I'm used to getting off the freeway. And I turned and I got off the freeway and I made a left turn and I was following the line on the highway. And it was real dark and we were driving down a dark highway. And I had my girlfriend in the car. LaJean Fortune was in the car with me. And we were driving down the highway, and I was following the white line on the center of the highway. And all of a sudden, the line just disappeared. And I was like, oh, my God, where did the line go? And before I knew it, we had hit a ditch, and my car was laying sideways in a ditch. And so we got out the car. I opened the door. I got out because the passenger side was in the ditch. So we had to climb out the car.
So that means you went off the road to the side.
Yeah. We went off the road, and we ended up in the ditch. And so we got out the car on the passenger side. And I could look at my car, and I had my lights on and my wheels and everything. And my car was tilted sideways. It was laying on the side of the car. And so I got her out, and she was standing on the side of the road. And plus, she's dressed. She has a nice dress on and has heels on.
All right, I'm ready.
And I'm dressed up. I got a suit on and a tie and everything. So I get out, and I help her out the car, and then I get back in my car, and I get on my CB radio, and I call for help. And I was able to contact a trucking company, and they sent a tow truck out to the highway, and like 15 or 20 minutes later, the tow truck showed up. It came down the highway, and it pulled me out of the ditch, and it wasn't no damage done to my car, but my car had mud all on the side, on the passenger side of the car. And we had mud all on the side. So I drove home and I cleaned up my car and everything was all right. But I couldn't understand what happened. And then I realized when I got back on the highway that I had been going, coming east on the freeway, and it had caught me going east, and I was used to getting off the freeway going west. So that's how I got confused. And so when I got off the freeway, I made a left turn when I normally should have made a right turn, and I should have gone straight, and instead the street just disappeared. It was really amazing because I'm following the white line in the middle of the street, and all of a sudden the line disappeared.
Seems like there would be more to this story.
and I ended up in the middle of the ditch.
It's like, what were you drinking, or where were you coming from, and what were you, you know, like, what, how the party must have been hella good, you know what I mean? Like,
no, I was. We were coming from singing at a gospel convention, and I had left the bus, and I was driving my girlfriend home. I drove to San Francisco for the event, because my buddy, my roommate, lived in San Francisco. So I had gone to his house, and we had visited his house. We went and saw his mom and his dad and his brother and his sister and her brother-in-law. And we left from there and went to the church and met with the choir, and we sang. But after it was over, I just wanted to drive back to the campus because I had my girlfriend with me. So, you know, we were going back to my house, and we were ahead of the bus because the bus
So, Greg, your car was in the ditch on the side, like on the door?
Yeah, it was.
So there was no damage to the door?
No, it wasn't any damage. It was just a bunch of mud. The whole side. If she had had her window down, we would have probably got mud on the inside of the car. But since she had her windows rolled up and we were listening to the radio and we were talking, so when I went down the street and all of a sudden I drove and the line disappeared, I just kept driving because I was like, wait a minute, what happened to the line? And the next thing I know, I was sideways in a ditch. And I was like, oh, my God. So I stopped the car, and I helped her out, and I got out, looked around and checked
the
situation.
Hey, Greg, so you had to stop the car?
Yeah. My car was still running. It was just in the ditch. It was sideways in the ditch. And I got out the car to look at to see the situation because I wanted to know what happened to the street. How come line disappeared on the street? And I saw that it was a turn. In fact, it had a sign that I didn't notice, but the sign said Dead Man's Curve.
You didn't notice this while you were driving and conversating with your girl, and you didn't notice the sign that was taking you to keep you on the road?
Yeah, but it was real black. The whole highway was blacked out, so it wasn't anything to see. I mean, my headlights shined up on the sign, and that's how I saw the sign. When they were pulling us out of the ditch, I turned my lights on and I saw the sign. And it said Dead Man's Curve. And it made a giant L. So you'd go straight and then all of a sudden it was an L. It was a left turn. And I never saw the sign. So I was just driving along, following the white line. And boom,
all of a sudden I was off the highway in the ditch. And
so
I was
like,
my God, wow.
So that means for anybody listening, if the line disappears, slow down, stop.
That's right, slow down. And I was on the highway, so I was doing about 50, 60 miles an hour. No, I was on the freeway, and I had gotten off of the freeway, and I had turned onto the highway. And I was driving down the highway, but I was following the line in the middle of the street. And
until
all of a sudden,
gone.
The line disappeared.
Until it was gone. That's the story of your life,
yes.
Greg. Like all of a sudden, everything was gone.
Yeah, it just disappeared.
Like,
what in
happened
the middle
to that
of
football?
Nowhere, it was gone.
Like, what happened to the football at the end of that game? Like, what happened to the line? Are you a drive-in? Wow.
Yeah, some things I just can't understand. I just don't
like
know
what happened. Like,
what
happened to getting paid when you get an artist performing in clubs? Like, man, what happened?
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
I pledge the Sunday to see my
Return the peace, GG money. I was known as Big Brother, Serious Business. That's me, GG money. I was the stepmaster, big dog on the yard, GG money.
What, boy? Yes, yes. Take the dog on the yard.
I'm GG money. GG money. GG money. GG money. GG money. GG money. Woo! I'm GG money.
DJ Property. DJ Big Nasty. I'm G Money. The Pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world? Everybody around the world. This is G-G-G-G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's a worldwide radio show where we're broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year in 2021. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm going to tell you another quick joke real quick. There was a young man that went to church, and he came home from church with a black eye. And his daddy asked him what happened. And he said, well, daddy, we were in church and we stood up for devotion. And this lady in front of us, Miss Brown, had her dress tucked inside her panties. So I reached over and I pulled her dress out, her panties for her. And she socked me in the eye. And his father said, well, you got to tell people that you're doing something to help them out so that they don't take it. They don't think that you're taking advantage of them or you're doing something that they wouldn't like. So you got to inform them that you're doing something that's good to help them. So you need to think about that next time before you do something. Okay? And the young man said, okay, Daddy, thank you. I'll remember that. And he went to church the next Sunday, and they were in church, and they stood up for devotion again, and Miss Brown was sitting in front of him, and when she stood up, her dress was tucked inside her panties again. But he didn't do anything. His buddy that was standing next to him reached over and pulled her dress out of her panties for her. But the young man knew that she didn't like that, so he tucked it back in. And she hit him in the eye again. Oh, that's a story from G-Money, the pimp Tommy. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? I'm G-Money, the pimp Tommy. And let's get on with more of the show. Okay, I think it's time for me to talk to my fan club members and let them know that we have a $50 giveaway to give away today. So, today is Name That Movie. So, DJ Papa D is going to play a clip from a movie, and then I'm giving my fans and my friends 5 minutes to call into the radio station and tell us the name of this movie. And I'm looking for caller number 12. That's right. I'm going to go low this time. I'm going to give away $50 to caller number 12 that can call in and tell us the name of this movie. And if they get it right within 5 minutes, then they win $50 cash prize. I'm G-Money. I got the money right here. So all you got to do is be caller number 12 to call into the radio station and tell us the name of this movie. So DJ Papa D, play the clip from the movie and let my listeners hear what they have to tell the name of the movie for.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
Okay. I think that's an interesting clip. I think we can find out the name of that song, the name of that movie. So I'm looking for caller number, did I say 14 or did I say 12? I don't know. Either one. Caller 12 or caller 14. If you call into the radio show within the next 5 minutes and you can tell us the name of the the name of the clip, the name of the movie that movie clip came from, you can win $50. It's that easy. All you have to do is call into the radio station and tell us the name of the clip, the name of the movie that clip came from, and you can win $50. I'm looking for caller number 14. I think that's what I said. Caller 14. So you have 5 minutes. DJ Papa D, play the clip again so that they can get a good understanding of what movie they're trying to remember. DJ, are you there?
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
All right. You got 5 minutes. '65, that's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girl to know. 65 is where I reside. I woke up Monday morning, rise and shine. I got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And I rolled on. I went to Long Beach. I was walking on the strand. I saw this beautiful girl laying suntan on the sand. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She had yellow skin. I walked up to her, and to my surprise, I saw she had slanted eyes. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I asked her where she was from. She said she's from Japan. She comes to America, cause it's a free land. Ooh-wee, I agree with you, girl. I wanna take you to South Central LA. Walk this way to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled on. We went to L.A., South Central L.A. I went to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girls to know. 65 is where I reside. We walked in the house and went to the bedroom. We started acting like the bride and groom. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. In the morning, we rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rode on. We went to a Japanese restaurant, and we walked in the door and went to the counter to order our food. And then I went and sat down at a booth at a table. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee. And the Asian women kind of smiled at me, and they looked and they bowed at me, and I bowed back. They bowed at me again because they knew I was the Mac. My friend brought the food to my table, and she asked me if I needed anything else. And I said, no, girl, sit down and let's eat. So we ate our food, and we had a lot of fun. We talked and we laughed and we had a good time. And she said, I gotta go, cause my sister's gonna be looking for me. And I said, you're right, don't you know. So we got up and we walked outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride. And we rode on. We went back to Long Beach, back to the strand. I dropped her off and kissed her in the mouth, and I said I had a good time. She said I did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rolled on.
Album is gonna be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready.
get your credit cards ready and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. And now it's time for me to talk to you about earning extra income. Well, if you go to www.therealmoney.info and listen to the income producing video presentation, and you can learn all about how the program works by listening to the video presentation. So pull up www.therealmoney.info and listen to the presentation for the income building presentation. And once you do that, then tell 3 or 4 friends to do exactly the same thing, and you can get a group of people together that'll improve their wealth all around the world. I'm G Money, and I'm trying to help you increase your money, increase your income, build your wealth. So now it's back to my cash giveaway contest on the radio show. All right, we're trying to get a caller I'm looking for caller 14, so I don't know. DJ Papa D, did I get a 14th caller to call in to name this, the name of the movie? Because I think I have a good idea on what the name of the movie is if I didn't get a caller. I'm listening. I don't think I got a caller, everybody. I don't think we got a 14th caller. We had 10 the last I heard, but I don't think we got a 14th caller to tell us the name of the name of the clip of the movie that we're looking for. And if I'm correct, I think it's The Wiz. I think it's The Wiz. That's the movie that we're looking for. I think that's The Wiz. I could be incorrect. That could be The Wizard of Oz. But I think it's The Wiz. DJ Papa D, what's the name of that clip? Is it The Wiz? Or is it The Wizard of Oz?
The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz. Okay. I was a little ahead of myself. It was The Wizard of Oz. And we didn't get a winner, so I'll have to put my $50 up for tomorrow's cash giveaway show that we'll have on Tuesday at 3 o'clock. So tune in to the radio show tomorrow and see if you can win $50, because I have a $50 cash giveaway every day I do the radio show. So just follow my radio show, and maybe one day you can win $50. All right. Well, that's it for the cash giveaway part of the show. Let's see if we can see what the financial report for the G999 coin is today. What is the value of the G999 coin, DJ Papa D? Do you have the report on the G999 coin, or is it the same as when I saw it last? 0.00411 is the last time I saw the report. So it's still 0.04 of a cent. So it still hasn't gotten to 1 cent yet. So you can still claim a lot of the G999 coins, and you can earn a lot of coins before it goes up in value. So start collecting the G999. The more coins you own, the more coins you collect, the more money you can make. So that's the report for the G999 coin. All right, well, the clock on the wall says that's close to being that's all. It's time for me to shut the show down. And, oh, yeah, well, since today is my brother's birthday, we got to sing happy birthday to him today. For sure he wants to hear his name sung on the radio. And we're singing all around the world. So, on the count of three, I want everybody singing with me so we can sing happy birthday to DJ Papa D. So one, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, DJ Papa D. Happy birthday to you and me. younger than I am, but we're still pushing. We're still making it happen, Captain. So be aware of the brothers as they're rising above, and they're making it happen in Las Vegas and all around the world. I'm G Money, and my little brother is G DJ, Papa D. And we're in our 60s, and we got it going on, going on, going on, going on, going strong. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I want to say happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo. You look like a monkey. No, you don't, because you look like me. But you act like one, too. Woo! All right, happy birthday, 61. And Tony, he's getting on fast, y'all. So somebody better come and scoop him up. He doesn't have a wife. He needs a wife to take care of him. So scoop him up. I would give him some of my girls, but, you know, I'm keeping all of my girls. I got girls all over the world, and I'm hanging on to all of them. So I ain't giving him nothing. He got to get his own girl. I taught him the game. I taught him how to do it. So he should be able to get a girlfriend on his own. And he could marry somebody, you know. And he's smart. He's short, but he's smart. And he could be a good catch for some woman that wants to take care of an old man. At least that's what he tells me. I'm an old man. And so I got to get some woman to look after me because I'm an old man. But I'm good to go, girls. I'm looking good. I'm sounding good. I'm 6'1", 220 pounds a man. I got muscles. I got chest. I got big legs. Oh, girl, I'm built for the ride. You know what I'm saying? I can take you there. How you doing like that?
That sounds good.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
oh, he wants to laugh at that little thing. Okay. Well, I'm out of here. Until tomorrow, people, make sure you wear your mask and you wash your hands. And you maintain social distance when you're traveling around the city so that you don't take home nothing that you didn't leave the house with today. So this Monday, August 9th, 2021. So have a good day, everybody. God loves you, and I love you too. So DJ Papa D, play a song before we go, and then we're going to pray as we move on up the road, move on down the street, and saying hello to all the people that we meet, because that's how we do it. We're bigger than life and stronger than gold. I'm fine as wine and looking divine. But what else can I say? But that's how it plays. I'm G Money, and I'm out. Talk to you tomorrow, people. Later. Peace and good night. All right, DJ, play a song, and then let's get out of here.
And I want to say, may my partner, Bernard Holloway, may he rest in peace, and riding his motorcycle, he died on an accident on the freeway. When I was 14 years old, my mama bought me a motorcycle, and my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda. And we would go and we would ride. in the dirt. And we would ride all through the neighborhood, up and down the street, and somebody always wanted to ride.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling. But one of the things we did, we had a water balloon fight with all the kids on the street. And Warren and Chucky come running out from behind the bush with a 25-gallon trash can full of water. And all the water in the trash can just hit us. And all I did was put my head down and duck. And I just punched it. And the whole bike went over sideways. And then we're sliding down the street on the side of the bike. And Bernard falls off the bike. And he's bouncing down the street. So eventually the bike comes to a stop. Bernard gets up. He's mad as hell. And so I had to go to the hospital and have get some stitches.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling. We didn't play anymore after that. Every time we brought the bikes out, we were riding somewhere. So I was going to Carson to change my clothes, and we were racing. So we were going down Van Ness. They got caught in Century. So I made the light, and I'm gunning it, rolling down the street. And somebody is driving in the lane next to me. And they decide at the last minute, they don't even signal. They just move over. And then all of a sudden they see brake lights come on. And I get in the middle of the street. I just nowhere to go but slam on my brake. And I bounced down the street. And then I got, the ambulance came and picked me up and took me to Englewood Hospital.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling.
So one day we were at my house, and my buddy Bernard came by, and he got a KC-1000, and his bike is laid. Oh, man, it's chromed out. So he let me ride. And we got a street in Carson. It's a mile right away. It's a mile run with no lights, no stop signs, no stopping. You just roll. And I was riding. I went down to Avalon, and I turned around, and I punched it, rolling. And I passed this car going the other way, and it was my mama. And my mama told my little brother, she said, look at that fool. He's riding without no helmet, riding fast. He's a fool. And my little brother said, that boy that you call a fool that's riding the bike, that's your son.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling.
And do you know, one day I was driving my car, and I came home, and something told me to look at my bicycle. And I came in the garage, and I looked for my motorcycle, and it wasn't there. And I went to my mother, and I said, Mama,
my bike's not out here? Where is my motorcycle? And she said, your bike isn't out there, baby. You sure? And I'm like, yeah, Mom, I'm looking. I don't see it. It ain't out here. She's like, oh, I didn't know. I don't know. And I'm like, well, if somebody stole it, we got insurance on it. We can buy another one. And she said, no, we're not getting another bike. Nope. That's it. You're not getting another motorcycle. You better enjoy your car, because you're not getting another motorcycle.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them, too. I was rolling. And I think to this day, my mama got rid of my motorcycle. I don't know if she sold it to somebody or she just let somebody come in the yard and take it. I don't know. But that's what happened to my bike.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling. I was doing it just like the white boys do it. I was doing it just like the white boys do it. I was rolling. You miss those days, little brother. I know you would have been on my bike trying to ride. Like Randy was trying to ride.
I had a Yamaha 100 Enduro.
Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down
or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going.